Next up, the Orange Order have put through an application to complete a march past the Ardoyne shops this Saturday. In a statement yesterday, they say talks with residents could start immediately after the parade. Sinn Féin and a local residents group have criticised the move, saying there should be no preconditions to dialogue surrounding any resolution to the parading issues. On the 12th of July, the Parades Commission blocked the march along the stretch of road in North Belfast. 44 police officers, you will remember, were injured during three nights of rioting after the march was stopped. The DUP MP, Nigel Dodds, with us today. Morning to you, Nigel.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the Sinn Féin MLA, Gerry Kelly. Morning again, Gerry. Good morning. Why preconditions, Nigel?
Well, the 2013 parade doesn't have any preconditions attached to it whatsoever. And I mean, the issue of discussions and talks, we need to put this in perspective here. There have been discussions for years around Ardoyne, including the Orange Order and others on the unionist side, and involving residents, involving the DUP, and involving Sinn Féin, involving other parties and all sorts of people. Last year, we had talks led by Lord Alderdice, which were extensive and in-depth. This year there were talks as well. So, you know, don't let's get hung up in this idea, oh, there's been no talks and there's a precondition. There isn't. The discussion is about what we do to resolve the current situation that has now prevailed since the 12th of July. Within 80 days or so, there's been peaceful protests held. Demonstration of anger and frustration has been channeled in a peaceful way.
But there is a precondition now. The precondition now is that talks will not happen unless they get up that road.
No. What they're saying is that for 2014, let's have 40 weeks of talks. That's not of 2 weeks or 3 days. That's a 40 weeks of talks. But in terms of the 2013 period, what they're saying is, based on the discussions that have already taken place, based on all the hours, days, weeks, months of discussions that have taken place previously, and in which it was made clear, oh, there's an issue about return periods, and evening parades and afternoon parades. And they're saying, well, it's Saturday morning. Quiet Saturday morning, we can get this issue resolved and then we can move forward.
And
I think it's a positive move. It's a genuine, sincere attempt to move the situation forward.
And
rather than dancing on the head of a pin about process, I think that people should grasp the opportunity and say, well, let's move the thing forward.
Well, if the parade is not allowed through that stretch of road, will talks continue?
I want to see talks happen. I want to see dialogue. There's no problem with that. But let's look at the situation as far as the Parades Commission are concerned. And one of the problems here has been that when there has been discussions and when there has been abiding by Parades Commission determinations, and when there has been good behaviour, the Orange Order have been punished. And when there has been bad behaviour, violence, attempted murder on the part of Republicans and dissident groups, which we saw in previous years, that behaviour has been rewarded. So it makes it a very, very difficult situation to move everything forward. And one of the problems here has been the Parades Commission and their determination, which has been based on rewarding violence, rewarding bad behaviour and punishing good behaviour. Now, what this initiative is about, and it is a genuine attempt to move things forward, it does take into account some of the issues that residents have raised. It is an attempt to say, right, we don't want to continue forever on the same status quo. We want to move the situation forward. And that is based on saying, let us get to a different position, let us give an opportunity for dialogue for 40 weeks, not for 4 days or 4 months, but for 40 weeks in relation to next year's parade. And let's get on with it.
Well, Gerry Kelly, you've heard Nigel Dodd saying this is a genuine attempt, so embrace it. Allow that parade up the road, 9 o'clock in the morning, and this is all over.
Well, let me deal with a couple of things. First of all, you know, you need to read, and I have read what has been called the 12th initiative, the first line. In July of this year, there was unprecedented and direct dialogue. That means that it's the first time the Orange Order have sat face-to-face, and they did it at the last minute on the belief, or on what they believe was the parade was going to be stopped. If we talk about anything that's happened before that, then let's put that into perspective. You see, and I mean, Nigel's quite upfront about this, and so are the rest of unionism. They want to do away with the Parades Commission. All of what Nigel went through there was taken into consideration by the Parades Commission, and then they made their decision. So let's not pretend that it wasn't. I mean, what Nigel's view of it is that they made the wrong decision, and that's fair enough. That's his view of it and all of that. But this is a choreographed precondition. It says, it doesn't say, let's talk. It says, you know, let us you know, ignore the Parades Commission. That's overturn the Parades Commission's decision and put the parade up, and then sure, we'll talk to you. And then even the fact that he's talking about, let's get 40 weeks of talks, we're going to end the talks with Richard Haass. He also says in the DUP, I don't know if it's Nigel, but certainly in the DUP statement, I think it's Peter Robinson, is talking about, let's create an atmosphere for the Haass talks. This camp is sitting right on the interface, causing tension every single night. There's all sorts of sectarian abuse being shouted at people going past it. People are no longer able to go down to Tesco's. And it's sitting in a place which actually wasn't affected by the determination, because the determination is 150 yards away down at Twiddell, down Twiddell Road. Or sorry, not Twiddell, down Woodville Road. So when they talk about this and they can paint it up and, you know, colour it and use the best of language if they want, but the fact is, and it's in their statement, that they are not going to talk until they get that parade up.
Nigel Dodds?
And let me make this last point. I know Nigel went back in again. You see, this idea that they need the return, there's thousands of parades where they go out and bring their banners back, whatever way they bring them back, and they don't have the return. This nonsense about they have the return is, frankly, it is nonsense.
Yeah, but you know, who are you to say it's nonsense? If it's important for them to return, then it's not nonsense to them.
And fair enough. I'm only dealing with it logically.
And by the way, you're the MLA for their area too.
Yeah, I know, that's right. And that's a good point, because what we have here again is that they talk to the media, they put up out a statement instead of talking to the residents. And if you want an evidential basis for what I'm saying, look to Carrickhill, where they brought out this template.
Nigel Dodds?
But let me finish. They brought out this template and then said this is what they were going to do, did exactly the same thing, and then have continually breached the Parades Commission.
Okay, we have 1.5 minutes before the news. Nigel Dodds?
Well, I think it's somewhat contemptuous and insulting for Gerry Kelly to talk about return parades being nonsense. I mean, that it gets to the root of the problem. There's a contempt here for unionist tradition and for orange tradition. I mean, this is something that the Orange Order has done for hundreds of years. I mean, you know, and it's this problem that we get to every time, you know, the sort of knee-jerk negativity and intransigence. Instead of saying, here's an opportunity. Now, we've been told for years that the problem was not morning parade. And so what have the Orange Order done? They've sat down and said, well, let's deal with this situation based on the talks that we've had previously, and let's have a morning parade back up here.
Well, you're saying there's going to be another parade.
And then, let me finish. And then we're now told, oh, no, that's not good enough because there's some kind of talk about process. Look, what we want to do is cut through all this negativity, cut through the intransigence, cut through the nonsense, and say, here's an opportunity to move the situation forward. Here's an opportunity to get real dialogue going for next year, based on the dialogue that has already happened this year in relation to this year's parade and in relation to dialogue that's happened previously. So let's try and move the thing forward.